Brothers and sisters, good morning.
好吧，我们一起翻开圣经旧约，我们一起来读 一本书，叫约拿书。
Let's turn to the Old Testament in our Bible to a book called Jonah.
约拿书。
The Book of Jonah.
因为为了我们中间有些在大陆啊，为了他们的方便，我们把这个圣经呢打在那个荧光屏上，打在传到网上。
Because we have some joining us from China today, for the convenience, we're going to project some of the scripture onto the screen.
因为他们大多数都是读中文的，所以我就没把英文放在上面。
Oh, and because they read Chinese, I didn't include English.
好，我们因为时间的缘故呢，我们不可能把整本约拿书都读完，所以我们只是选了几个地方读一下就可以了。
Because of the sake of time, we can't read the whole book of Jonah, so I've selected a couple of scripture verses.
好，我们先来读约拿书的第一章。
We're going to read Jonah chapter 1.
读第一节到第三节啊。耶和华的话临到亚弥泰的儿子约拿说
Read verses 1 through 3. So verse 1, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying,
你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民呼喊，因为他们的恶大到我面前。
Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me.
约拿却起来跑往他斯去躲避耶和华，下到约帕遇见一只船要往他斯去，他就给了船架，上了船，要与船上的人同往他斯去躲避耶和华。
But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So he went down to Joppa, found a ship which was going to Tarshish, paid the fare, and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord.
我们看第十七节。耶和华安排一条大鱼吞了约拿，他在鱼腹中三日三夜。
And then verse 17, and the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the stomach of the fish 3 days and 3 nights.
第二章的第一节，约拿在鱼腹中祷告耶和华他的神，说：我遭遇患难，求告耶和华，你就应允我，从阴间的深处呼求，你就俯听我的声音。
And in chapter 2, then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God in the stomach of the fish, and he said, I called out of my distress to the Lord, and he answered me. I cried for help in the depth of Sheol, and you heard my voice.
第四节，耶和华吩咐鱼，鱼就把约拿吐在旱地上。
Verse 10, then the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah up onto the dry land.
我们要来读第三章整章，因为是我们最重要的一章圣经。
And we're going to read the whole of chapter 3 because it's the most important.
耶和华的话二次临到约拿说
Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time saying,
你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民宣告我所吩咐你的话。
Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and proclaim to it the proclamation which I am going to tell you.
约拿便照耶和华的话起来往尼尼微去，这尼尼微是极大的城，有三日的路程。
So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a 3 days walk.
约拿进城走了一日，宣告说：“再等40日，尼尼微必倾伏了。”
Then Jonah began to go through the city 1 day's walk, and he cried out and said, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh will be overthrown."
尼尼微人信服神，便宣告禁食，从最大的到至小的都穿上麻衣。
Then the people of Nineveh believed in God, and they called a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest to the least of them.
这信息传到尼尼微王的耳中，他就下了宝座，脱下朝服，披上麻衣，坐在灰中。
When the word reached the king of Nineveh, he arose from his throne, laid aside his robe from him, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat on the ashes.
他又使人便告耶和华尼尼微通城说，王和大臣有令，人不可尝什么牲畜，牛羊不可吃草，也不可喝水。
He issued a proclamation, and it said, In Nineveh, by the decree of the king and his nobles, do not let man, beast, herd, or flock taste the thing. Do not let them eat or drink water.
人与牲畜 都当披上麻衣，人要切切地求告神，个人回头离开所行的恶道，丢弃手中的强暴。
But both man and beast must be covered with sackcloth, and let man call on God earnestly that each may turn from his wicked way and from the violence which is in his hands.
或者神转意后悔，不发烈怒，使我们不至灭亡，也未可知。
Who knows, God may turn and relent and withdraw his burning anger so that we will not perish.
于是神查看他们的行为，见他们离开恶道。他就后悔，不把所说的灾祸降临他们了。
When God saw their deeds, that they had turned from their wicked way, then God relented concerning the calamity which He had declared.
最后我们
would not bring it upon them, and He did not do it.
最后我们读第四章的第一节到第二节。这事约拿大大不悦，甚且甚发怒。
And lastly, we'll read chapter 4, verses 1 and 2.But it greatly displeased Jonah, and he became angry.
就祷告耶和华说，耶和华啊，我在本国的时候，岂不是这样说吗？我知道你是有恩典、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾，所以我急速逃往他实去。
He prayed to the Lord and said, Please, Lord, was not this what I said while I was still in my own country?Therefore, in order to forestall this, I fled to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, and one who relents concerning calamity.
好，我们一起再低头读一点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
我们在天上的父，宇宙万物的主宰者、创造者。
Our Father who is in heaven, the master of all, creator of the universe.
我们感谢赞美你，把我们今天一同召集在你的面前。
We give you praise and thanksgiving that you've called us here together before you.
要让我们来听见耶稣基督的福音。
So that we can hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
啊，就求你的圣灵运行在我们所有人的心里。
And with your spirit at all of our hearts.
让我们借着你的话，是吧，真的能够明白你为我们所成就的救赎。
So that we can understand in your words the great salvation you've accomplished.
你既是公义的神，你也是怜悯的神。
You are a righteous God, but you are also a merciful God.
我们这样祷告，乃是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. 好，刚才哈，我们念了这个约拿书。
So we just read the book of Jonah.
那今天我们的主题呢，就是尼尼微大城。
So the topic of today is going to be Nineveh, the great city.
为什么是大城呢？
Why is it a great city?
就说明它当时的影响非常大。
It's to say that its impact at that time was very great.
就像二十多年前911的时候当纽约被恐怖分子袭击，震惊了全世界一样。
It's just like 20 years ago when 9/11 happened.And the terrorist attack, it impacted the whole world.
虽然是只是那个进攻纽约和华盛顿，但是影响了全世界。
And even though it only happened in the city of New York, it impacted the world.
同样我们都知道在前不久中国上海那个要因为疫情的缘故封城清零嘛。
And also in similar manner, not long before, Shanghai was quarantined because of the pandemic.
结果呢，影响了全世界的供应链级。
But then, in turn, it impacted the entire world's economic sense.
同样，尼尼微在当时他那个时代也是影响非常之大，可以说是当时他是亚述帝国的首都，根据圣经记载。
And so, in the same way, with Nineveh, its impact was very great. It was the capital of Assyria at that time.
那么我们都知道，按照圣经的记载呢，这个尼尼微是建造在两河流域的那个底格里斯河边上。
And so according to descriptions in the Bible, we know that Nineveh was built in Mesopotamia by the Tigris River.
最开始建造是于公元就是距今大概8000多年前。
And it was first built around 8,000 years ago.
就是差不多的挪亚洪水之后没多久就开始建造。
It was probably shortly built after Noah and the Great Flood.
所以说可以说是今天在地上最早的城之一。
And so we can say it's probably one of the earliest cities.
曾经一度在2700多年前非常的辉煌，可以说是在地上最辉煌的一个城市在当时。
And at that time you can say that it was the most glorious and splendid city.
但是呢2600年前就毁于巴比伦和马代的联军。
But then 2,600 years ago, it was destroyed by the alliance between the Medi and the Babylonian army.
这是圣经的记载。
And this is the record that's in the Bible.
知道吗？自从那个欧洲的文艺复兴，特别是后来的那个启蒙运动以后。
And do you know that after, during the time of Europe's Renaissance, and especially during the time of their Enlightenment,
人们就开始怀疑，因为那个时候人高举理性嘛。
And because that time, people really believed in reasoning.
就开始怀疑所有的事情。
And they started to doubt all of the previous events.
当然，特别首当其冲的就是圣经里面所记载的人和事。
Especially the events and people recorded that were in the Bible.
我们都知道尼尼微在这个之前只存在于圣经。
We know that before that time, the city of Nineveh was only recorded in the Bible.
所以人非常怀疑尼尼微这个城市真的存在。
And so people really doubted whether or not Nineveh truly existed.
结果呢，在1842年的时候首次从英国的一个人的旅行中就发现那个一个遗址
Then in 1842, a group from England discovered a site.
Yeah. 那么经过一段时间考证，特别是按照圣经的那个记载他们就在1932年的时候。就发掘出了整个尼尼微的遗址。
And after some time, by going through descriptions in the Bible, and following those descriptions, in 1932, they found an excavation site for Nineveh.
那么就是在今天伊拉克北部叫摩苏尔的那个北面。
And this is actually in northern Iraq by the city of Mosul.
整个尼尼微的面积把城中心把周围的一起加在一起的话。大概是307平方英里。
So the entire area of the city of Nineveh was about 307 square miles.
Yes. 那么大概有多大呢？今天纽约把纽约的五个 boroughs 五个区加在一起。
So how big is that? It is almost the same as if you took all five boroughs of New York City.
Yeah, 纽约市纽约市整个面积把五个 borough 加在一起的话，319。平方英里，尼尼微是307，所以几乎就差不多一样大，就可以想象当时有多大。
So New York with its five boroughs is about 319 square miles, and Nineveh was about 307 square miles. So you can imagine how big the city was.
很可惜2014年的时候，因为当时伊斯兰国侵占了那个地方，就把很多尼尼微的那个遗址就摧毁了很多部分。
But it's a pity in 2014 the Iraqi government ISIS actually destroyed much of the artifacts and the ruins of Nineveh.
所以大部分尼尼微现存的很多文物都是在大英博物馆里面，当时英国人偷的，就把它运到大英博物馆里面了。
But a lot of the artifacts also are still in the British Museum or in England.
其中呢，有一幅那个。壁画就壁的浮雕因为尼尼微人喜欢把那刻在泥土上面，把他们的事迹。
And including a mural.
Yeah, it was in British Museum. There's 有一个很大的卧，上面就有很多就是。
And then including in the British Museum, there's a mural with like pictographs.
Yeah, with a clay carved all the pictures. 那么在那上面记载了。当初尼尼微王和犹大王西西家的一场征战，就是把那个耶路撒冷围起来的一场非常详细的描述那场征战，是不是从出自圣经的？是出自于尼尼微的那个记载。
And on that clay mural with the engravings, it depicts a encounter that the king of Nineveh and the king of Judah had with each other, a military excursion.
完全和圣经吻合。
And it confirms or it is in totally in line with what the Bible records.
因为当初这场征战只在圣经里边记载，在任何历史文献都找不到的。但是尼尼微出土的这个里边竟然描述了同一场征战。
Originally, this particular battle was only recorded in the Bible, was recorded nowhere else. But now we have this record from the Ninevites.
对，他们是甚至西西家王和以色列当时所分的南国北国，在别的文献上都找不到，但是竟然在尼尼微王的他尼尼微的那个记载的里面啊，他的文献里面，在今天的大英博物馆里面都全找得到了。
And so previously this existed nowhere but in the Bible, but now you can see it in the British Museum.
所以之后再也没有人怀疑尼尼微城的存在。
So then from then on, no one doubted the existence of Nineveh.
而且有一个作者把一个考古学家把这个整个尼尼微的记载写下来，导致当时英国都已经在怀疑圣经里边记载的准确性。结果整个教会因着这个缘故才相信，原来圣经是如此的准确。
And the archaeologist detailed all of this and wrote it down, and he authored a document. And at that time in England, there was a lot of doubt about the authenticity of the Bible. But after this was written, no one doubted it anymore.
我们都知道圣经，我们常常说圣经是神的话，是那个宇宙万物创造者他启示人的。
We often say that the Bible is the word of God, one who is master of all and a creator.
只有他才知道人远古的事情，不光是尼尼微，甚至更远的事情。
And only he knows the origins of man, not only about Nineveh, but even further back.
你可以找遍天下所有的历史书籍，甚至包括各种宗教的文献，都不敢，没有一个经书敢像圣经这样把人类远古的历史一点一点的记载下来，可以供人去查考，供人去用科学去研究。
And so, if you look at all the texts in history, not one of them dares to say that they know the origins of man. Only the Bible.
Yeah, 或者说 history, old history, right? Equated. 那么我们今天的这个故事呢，是关于约拿书的这件事的故事，就是尼尼微城。
So today's story concerns Noah and the city of Nineveh, Jonah and the city of Nineveh.
我们知道这个城里面有这个故事里面有三个主角，一个是神，就是耶和华。
We know there are three characters in this story. One of them is Jehovah or God.
第二个呢就是尼尼微城，对吧？所有的人。
The second is the city of Nineveh and its population.
当然还有一个约拿他是以色列的一位先知。
And then Jonah, who was an Israelite prophet.
那么在2700多年前啊。这故事开始就是说神差派耶和华要去尼尼微。
And so this story takes place about 2700 years ago, and it starts with saying that the Lord commissioned Jonah.
那么约拿这个人呢，他的活的年代大概比我们中国的孔子大概早200年，也就是比释迦牟尼印度的释迦牟尼也差不多早200年的时间。
And so Jonah lived about 200 years before Confucius, and that is also say he was about 200 years before Buddha.
那么神说尼尼微的城的罪恶已经达到我面前，你去在那儿再到城里边去呼喊他们。
And so the Lord sent Jonah to go to Nineveh, this great city, and cry against it.
结果尼尼微那个约拿起身以后，他本来应该你可以看上来。刚才我这个忘了告诉大家，我解释一下下一张图哈，这个就是。圣经大英博物馆里边所存的当时不是这是那个伊拉克北部蒙苏尔他的尼尼微的遗址。
And so I forgot to explain the picture that's on the screen right now. This is a picture of the ruins excavation site in Mosul.
对，然后看下一张。
Next slide.
这张就是在大英博物馆里边那些艺术家根据那个遗址就描述说当时尼尼微的情形。
And this is what artists have rendered as what Nineveh might have looked like back then.
我们再看下面一张一个地图哈，这就是当初神差派约拿要去尼尼微的那个大概的一个地图的样子。
And this map depicts the probable course that Jonah took when God commissioned him to go to Nineveh.
那么那个约拿呢是住在撒玛利亚，就是以色列的首都，北国的首都哈。然后呢，他要差不多要走500英里，就是差不多1000公里的距离走啊， 到那个尼尼微去给尼尼微人讲他们的罪恶已经达到天上神的面前了。
And so Jonah lived in Samaria, which was the capital of northern Israel, and he had to travel about 500 miles or 1,000 kilometers to go to Nineveh to tell them that their sins had reached up to heaven.
结果呢，他起身以后不是往北走，对不对？他往南走，走到一个地方，圣经记载说是叫加帕，就是今天以色列的特拉维夫，就走到那儿，然后因为是个天然港口。
But instead, when Jonah got up, instead of going north to where he was supposed to go, he went south to a city called Joppa, which is today's modern Tel Aviv.
然后呢，就在那儿找到一只船，付了船费，就要和他们一起要去塔斯，就是今天西班牙南部的一个港口，两千五百英里。
And so instead, he went to Joppa and he found a ship, paid the fare, and was going to go with them to Tarshish, which is in today modern southern Spain, a city in southern Spain. And so that was another, how many miles?
25,000 miles.
Another 2,500 miles away.
那约拿一上船以后啊，就开起航，然后船在海面就起了，我们不知道过了多久就起了大风，是吧？神兴起了一个海面上的大风，要阻止约拿的这个行程。
And so we don't know how long after Jonah got on the ship, but God created a storm that caught the ship up.
哎，你知道当时船上的水手都很害怕，因为你知道那些都是水手啊，所以他们把船上的货物都那个扔下去，要让船轻一点。然后自己每一个人都在求他们的神。
And so all the sailors were very afraid, and so that they started throwing overboard all the goods to make the ship lighter, and they were all praying to their each individual gods.
这个约拿呢，就跑到那个船的底舱里边去，在那沉睡。
But Jonah himself went into the hold of the ship and was taking a nap.
你知道这次这个月初的时候我去佛罗里达开会。
At the beginning of this month, I went to Florida for a meeting.
会议的组织者呢就让我们一起开船坐船到佛罗里达那个就是东面的海上去做海钓，就钓鱼呢。
Oh, and the organizers of the meeting took us onto a boat and to go to the east part of Florida to go fishing.
结果呢，那个开始去的时候大家都很高兴。一路笑然后到处拍照，对吧？我们因为很新鲜嘛。
And so at the beginning of the trip, everyone was very happy, and they were all taking selfies and taking photos because it's something new.
但是那天天气确实不好，你完全是阴天。你知道我们开到深海以后，大概离海岸有30多 miles， 那个时候看四围都看不见海岸线。
But the weather that day wasn't that great, and it was very overcast. And then when we got out about 30 miles, it got very dark.
结果就有大风大浪就起来了。哎呦，那个时候非常所有的人都很难受，包括我在内啊。所以我那个时候就想到约拿的故事。
And then we encountered large waves and strong wind, and everybody was really afraid, including myself. And at that time, I thought of Jonah's story.
我就想到约拿可以在底舱里边沉睡啊，肯定是很好的地方，比起上面摇晃很厉害。
And I thought Jonah could go into the hold of the ship and go to sleep.
所以我也就跑到那个船的底舱，就我一个人就下去。
And so I also thought, okay, I will go down to the inside of the ship, and I was the only one.
结果完全不是让我想象的，因为那个下面的噪音又很大，然后又是密闭的空间。
And it's not exactly what I thought, so that it was very claustrophobic and also very
enclosed.
It's a small enclosed space.
所以那时候马上我就觉得自己要吐了。
And so I became nauseous and thought I was going to vomit.
我跟神祷告说，神啊，你都让约拿能够沉睡，不要让我在这儿把这个吐到船舱里边，多难受，多不好。
And I prayed to the Lord, why is it that Jonah could go into the hold of the ship and go to sleep, but I'm here and I want to vomit.
但是我发现到根本没办法控制自己的那个胃啊，所以我赶快往上跑。
And then I realized I couldn't hold it down anymore, so I ran up.
就跑到那个海钓后面是空的，那个船是非常快的啊。就后面是空的，前面有棚子，然后就赶快跑到后面，就把中午的所有吃的东西全吐出来。
And so I ran to the back of the ship because there was an empty space there, and I expelled all my lunch.
后来那个我们那其中一个船员告诉我，不光你一个人吐，很多人在你之前就已经吐了，所以让我感觉好受一点。
And one of the members of the ship crew told me to comfort me, not only you, several people already have vomited overboard.
他告诉我教你一个绝招。
He said, I'll teach you a trick.
当船这么摇晃的时候，人本能是，如果船往这边摇呢，人的身体往相反方向。他说一般人的本能都是这样的。
Is that when a ship rocks back, sways back and forth, if it goes one way, the human body will go the other way, normally.
但实际上应该你是顺着船一起摇动，这样呢，你顺服船的那个摆的方向，这样你就会好多了。
But instead, when the ship sways, sway in the direction of the ship, and this will help you.
所以到余下的行程，我们看我们船上的人都是跟着船，顺服船的摇动方向我们摆，这样好像会好一点。
And so you would see that all of us who were on the ship were swaying with the ship to try and settle ourselves.
所以回过头看我们这个故事，约拿确实非常厉害，在这么大的风浪，连船员水手都不行了，结果他在底舱还沉睡。
So if we go back to the story of Jonah, we see that how awesome that he was, because the ship was swaying in the storm, but he went into the hold and was sleeping.
当然我们知道后来这个船员一看不行了，就开始找究竟是谁有可能造成这个原因，就发现是约拿造成的。
And but we know that eventually the ship couldn't take it anymore, and then the crew eventually realized that Jonah was the reason for this.
因为约拿自己承认是因为神要阻拦我去，所以才会造成这样的大风大浪。因为他信的神是造旱地和海洋的神。
And even Jonah admitted to them that it is because of him that God created this, the wind and the storm and the rain, and it was because his God was also the one who created all these things.
所以就告诉船员说，水手说，你把我扔在海里去，那么这个风浪就会平静了。
And so he told the sailors, if you throw me overboard, the sea will calm.
开始水手真的不情愿，因为毕竟是一个鲜活的生命，但是后来风浪更大，他们没办法。
And so the sailors originally were hesitant because this is a human life, but then the storm got worse.
所以他们就把约拿扔下去，果然风浪就平静了。
And so they threw Jonah overboard, and then sure enough, the storm calmed.
那么神吩咐一条鱼把约拿给吞了，活活的吞了。
And then the Lord sent a fish to swallow Jonah alive.
你知道约拿其实应该是很有定力的，他根本不怕死。但他一旦进到鱼肚子，他发觉到根本不是他所想象的，他非常的害怕。
And so you think that Jonah himself was very strong, and he was not afraid of death. But then, as soon as he was in the belly of the whale, he was frightened.
所以他求告神，告诉神说，我应许你啊，你叫我做什么我都去做。
And so then he prayed to the Lord and said, I promise you, whatever you want me to do, I will do.
所以神就吩咐鱼把它吐在旱地上。
And so the Lord commanded the fish to spit Jonah out onto land.
那么神就第二次讲话说，你去往尼尼微去跟他们讲我吩咐你的话。
And so the Lord said to Jonah the second time, go to Nineveh and proclaim to them what I'm going to tell you.
后来他到了尼尼微，然后呢就告诉尼尼微说，再过40天啊，整个城就要倾覆了。
And so he went to Nineveh and told them in 40 days Nineveh will be overthrown.
所以接下来就是。他这么一讲，整个尼尼微城的人全部都悔改了。
And then afterwards, it tells us that all the people of Nineveh repented.
这下约拿就不高兴了。
But then Jonah was unhappy.
他非常不高兴，对神发怒，就说：“我就知道你是这样的神。”
And he was very unhappy and became angry with God and said, "I knew you were this kind of God."
你知道在整本圣经里面，唯有约拿这样一位先知敢和神顶嘴。
You know that in the whole of the Bible, Jonah is the only prophet of God that dared to talk back to God.
抗拒神给他的吩咐。
And to disobey the commandment that God gave him.
但是神非常耐心的一步一步的开导他。
But God very patiently, lovingly enlightened him.
我想那个记载在第四章最后一章的里面啊。那么约拿就把所有他的经历诚诚实实的记载下来。
And that's recorded in chapter 4. And then so Jonah recorded in detail all of his experience.
他的目的乃是要告诉后来的人。
His purpose is to tell future generations.
我们所信的神，我们所寻求的神是怎么样的一位神。
What kind of God that we are looking for and searching for?
所以今天呢，我们接下来我们就分两点来看。
So today we're going to take a look at two points.
第一点就是 当我们面对一个罪恶的时候，面对一个罪恶的事情或者一个罪恶的人，一些罪恶的人的时候，人的反应和神的反应有什么不同？
The first one is that in the face of wickedness or a wicked person, the reaction of man and of God are different.
对，我们从约拿的反应对比神的反应，我们可以看到应用在我们今天，你可以看得出人的反应和神的反应在面对罪恶的时候的不同。
So just looking at the reaction between Jonah and God, we can tell that the reaction between man and God is different when faced with wickedness.
这是我们面对罪恶。那么我们假如我们自己就是当事人，是罪人呢？我们人的悔改和神的后悔这个之间的关联。
So that is when we are faced with evil or sin. But when we ourselves are the ones committing these acts, then it is looking at man's repentance and then God's relent.
Right.人的悔改后那个悔改和神之间的后悔有个什么样的关系啊
？What's the relationship between man's repentance and then God's relenting or regret？
好，我们先来看第一点，当面对罪恶的事情发生在我们周围，发生在我们面前的时候，我们人的反应是什么？神的反应又会是什么
？So then let's take a look at this first point. When something evil or wicked happens before us, what is our response and what is God's response？
我们都知道约拿的反应其实是蛮正常的人的反应。
We all know that Jonah's reaction is pretty normal.
因为我们都知道那个时候尼尼微城的罪恶已经达到了天上神的面前了。
Could we know that at that time the wickedness of Nineveh had reached to the heavens before God?
如果用今天我们习惯的讲法，就叫罪恶滔天，对不对？
Using today's terms, we say that the wickedness has reached to the heavens.
今天如果你去大英博物馆去看看那个尼尼微人所留下来的那些壁画壁上的文字。
So today, if you go to the British Museum and you look at the records that were left behind,
你会看到尼尼微人真是叫视息如命他们有一幅壁画上写的，看描述尼尼微人怎么样从容不迫的去活剥人的皮呀。
And so one of the records gives details of how to flay someone alive.
Yes.就相当于我们中国人古代那个叫凌迟一样，千刀万剐，一点一点的。
It's like how Chinese have the thousand cuts.
A people alive. Pieces. 当然，这个事情对于我们今天已经很遥远了，2700多年前的事情，好像感觉没有那么深刻。
But of course, it's happened so long ago, so it's not very impactful for us today.
我们也很难理解当初。约拿为什么这么强烈的拒绝神去尼尼微城
So it may be hard for us to understand why Jonah refused the Lord when he told him to go.
我们可以联想到今天发生在我们周围的事。
So maybe we can turn around to things that have happened to us today.
我们都知道上个月初上个月底5月24号的时候在德克萨斯州发生一件枪击案。
We know that last month, May 24th, there was a shooting.
Right, in Texas. 就在德克萨斯那个一个小学。
At an elementary school.
Right, 一个18岁的年轻人枪杀了19个小儿童嘛，还有3个大人。
So an 18-year-old killed 19 young children and 3 adults.
Yeah, this is a children. 那么，这件事情震惊了美国。
And so this shocked all of America.
但是你知道后来记者好事的记者去采访他的母亲采访他的亲戚，你知道亲戚和母亲怎么说吗？
And but then later they went to interview his mother and his relatives. And do you know what his mother said?
他母亲说他有他的原因，然后亲戚说这个孩子其实是最友善的孩子。
And so his mother says he had his reasons, and his relatives said that this child is actually
very friendly.
Very friendly.
所以激起更多人的愤怒，你这么把无辜的19个孩子就这么白白的杀了，然后你还觉得这个孩子很好，很有原因的。
So that made people all the more angry because you killed 19 innocent children.
然后这个月初这个6月14号的时候，中国也发生一件事。
And so the beginning of this month, an incident also happened in China.
在唐山有四个女孩子在晚上在吃夜宵的时候被九个男人暴打一顿。
In the city, a town of There were a group of four women at a restaurant eating a late night meal, and then nine men came in and brutalized them.
如果我不知道你们看过视频没有，看过视频的话， 你心里边一定非常的愤怒，看到当时的情形。
I don't know if you all saw the video, but if you did see it, you would be furious.
所以中国全国都震怒，很多人都喊说，虽然他们不至于死这九个男人啊，但是都是要全部枪毙他们。
And so this aroused all of the Chinese people, and when they saw this, and many of them were crying out, even though they didn't know those nine men, that they should all be shot.
当然我们说，哦，两千年，两千七百年间，尼尼微发生的事情和今天的事情，没有太多的类比性。那个时候是个文明时代，那个时候是蛮荒时代，对吧？
But you may think that today's events and then things happening in Nineveh may not be too related because today we're in a civilized era, and that back then it was more barbaric.
其实不完全是，如果你看当初水手为什么不忍心把约拿扔在海里，其实他们心里边是知道这是不对的。
But that's not entirely true. If you just look at the sailors' reaction, they were hesitant to throw Jonah overboard because in their heart that they knew this was wrong.
而且在当时，你知道，在附近有一个希腊文明已经开始所谓的城邦文明，已经非常开始了。And
at that time, the Greek cities were also forming democracies. It was already established.
Right, 那个时候就有什么民主了，民主自由了，然后公民的权利了。And
at that time, there was already the freedom and the democratic.
你知道第一件。 第一届奥林匹克运动会就是在2776年，那个时候开始，也就正好是约拿去尼尼微的那段时间。And
did you know that the first Olympic Games were held around that same time,
776 BC,
just as around the same time as the story of Jonah occurred.
而就在差不多同一段时间，稍微晚一点，就差不多200年，就出现了。 老子、孔子，我们中国讲仁义道德的所有的这些都是知道今天还在用啊。And
then about a little bit later, about 200 years later, Confucius and Laozi came with the benevolent morality.
还有释迦牟尼，释迦牟尼也出来了。And
Buddha appeared.
要苦度众生，对不对？要save people，那么当然这是约拿。 我们能够感觉到约拿当时拒绝去尼尼微的原因，就是尼尼微确实是罪恶滔天了。And
we can understand why Jonah refused to go to Nineveh because Nineveh's wicked acts truly had reached the heavens.
当然还有可能还有两个原因，其中一个原因就是约拿他的国家就是以色列或者犹大加在一起，非常小一个国家。And
there's also could be another reason. Jonah's original country is small, even though it's divided into north and south.
而北方却崛起一个如此残暴的强国，当初亚述帝国。And
so, and Nineveh was a city of the powerful and cruel Assyrian Empire.
你知道亚述帝国就是人类历史上第一个可以正式称得上军事最强大的帝国。You
know that the Assyrian Empire had the first recorded military.
所以。 约拿他肯定有一种危机感，因为这么大一个国家就在你的旁边，就像今天也是如此啊。所谓文明时代，对不对？And
so you can feel that maybe Jonah had this sense of a national crisis, and you can see that today as well.
来，你看，当俄乌战争发生的时候，我们才知道小国要生存其实是蛮困难的。And
you can see just from current events, for a small country to fight back is very hard.
当然还有一个原因就是。 以色列人总觉得，耶和华神是我们的神。And
the other reason is that Israelites always feel that Lord Jehovah is our God.
为什么要去救尼尼微城的人呢？Why
would he want to go save the Ninevites?
其实神就是借着约拿去告诉我们，他不光是以色列的神，也是全人类的神。因为当时尼尼微亚述帝国差不多就可以代表全世界。
But God wants to use the story of Jonah to say that he is not only the God of the Israelites, but God of all humans, of all mankind, because at that time you can say that the Assyrian Empire was basically the world.
这都是人在生活自己的环境中，又是自己站的立场的原因，会有正常的反应，面对罪恶的时候。And
these are all natural reactions that we have when we are faced with sin.
Right. 那么神的反应是什么？
But then what is God's reaction?
我们都知道，就是当唐山这个烧烤店的事情发生以后
We know that after this incident that happened in Tongsan,
我参加一个国内的群，里面有很多基督徒，也有很多别的宗教的佛教徒啊，这都在里面。
So I'm part of a group in China, and there are many Christians as well as Taoists and Buddhists in there.
他们，我们基督徒在里边常常传福音，告诉他们，我们的耶稣基督。
And so the Christians who are in this group often speak of the gospel of the Lord Jesus to everyone else.
结果那个群里边有很多不信的人啊，他们非常愤怒唐山这件事情以后。
So of course there are many non-believers in this group, and they were extremely angry about this incident.
不光是对那个罪恶愤怒，他们对我们的所传的神、上帝非常愤怒。
They are not only angry at the perpetrators, but also to the God, to our God.
对，他们说这位上帝他不去阻止这些弱女子被暴打，不去天谴啊，不让这些暴徒遭天谴。
And so they were angry that why would God not bring down the condemnation from heaven upon these perpetrators?
有人做个研究啊，就发觉到当这种自然各种灾难来临的时候，或者罪恶来临的时候，不信的人一般他不会去怪其他宗教的神。
So there was a study that was done that when disasters happen or events like this happen, folks often do not become angry at other religious gods.
Right. 他们总是被这位上帝啊发怒，说他不阻止这个罪恶。
But they are always become angry at our God, saying that He is tolerating this evil.
是不是很特别？不相信你自己去看一看这种事情发生的时候，人家就是发怒对这个上帝发怒。
And so you can go and look it up for yourself. What's your experience when these things happen? People become angry at our God.
因为我们的基督徒可能常被人讲，我们的神是宇宙万物的创造者，人类的主宰者，全能的神。
And why is it? It's because we often tell people that God is Almighty, the Creator of all, the Lord of all, Master of all.
他在他有绝对的公义、公平。
And He has absolute fairness and justice.
而圣经也告诉我们，神把一个是非之心放在我们人的心里面。
And we also say that God
把一个 right 是非之心，就是 right and wrong 的
And we also say that God placed in our hearts the knowledge of right and wrong.
Right.所以当这种事情发生的时候，神人总是觉得是神的错，对吧？或者神有错。
So that when these things happen, man often feels that it's God's fault, or God should have some of the blame.
所以我们就会引用圣经，圣经说啊，不是一个地方说，神说深渊在我，我必报应。And
so we'll often refer to the Bible where it's mentioned more than once that God says, vengeance is mine, I will repay.
你知道神的报应有多可怕吗？
Do you know how frightening or terrible God's vengeance is?
很多读旧约的人都会发现，说我们这个神非常残忍，非常吓人。
And those who read the Old Testament may find that God is cruel and frightening.
Right, 他因为用洪水灭了整个挪亚世代所有的人和陆地上的生物，除了挪亚一家八口以外。
He wiped out the entire human population of Noah, during Noah's time, except for Noah's family, with a great flood.
然后告诉以色列人进到迦南地，就是今天以色列地方，把当地的所有的居民从老到少斩尽杀绝。
And then he told the Israelites when they entered into the Canaan to basically annihilate all of the native people there.
那么神也用瘟疫、用刀剑啊，猎杀了很多的以色列人，就是他自己的百姓。
But God also used plague and famine to slaughter the Israelites, his own people.
但是如果你要读新约，读到最后的启示录。
But if you read the New Testament and go to the last book of Revelation,
很多基督徒不明白，也不想去看启示录，讲到末日最后的审判。
So many Christians don't want to read and don't understand the book of Revelation and it's the judgment day in the last age.
启示录告诉我们末日的审判的时候，
Revelation tells us that the judgment in the end days,
神会把人类历史长河中所有的罪恶，那些惨绝人寰的罪恶，全部都
That God will take all of the recorded horrific sins and deeds of mankind through its long history and will bring all of them out and bring them to justice.
我们今天看到很多有视频的，但是你知道吗？人类的罪恶还有很多是根本没有视频，我们没看见。
And so many of the incidents today have been recorded by a video, but how much more don't have any documentation?
神都把所有这些罪状写清清楚楚的记载，记录在案，到时候都要审判。
But God has a record of every single incident, and in the end, there will be judgment.
然后呢，最终的结局是什么？就是那些死了的人啊，死了的人，圣经说要从坟墓里边抓出来，要接受审判。
And even those who have died are in the grave. The Bible says that they would be pulled out from their grave to face judgment.
那么最终的结局就是所有这些人都要下到地狱，永永远远没有怜悯。
And what is the final result? Is that all of these people will be thrown into the fires of hell where there's no mercy.
这个结局是非常可怕的，是不是？
And this conclusion is quite frightening.
那有的人就说，哦，那是迟到的正义，不是今天发生。我们希望看到今天就应该发生。
And some people say this is belated justice. It's not happening today. Justice should happen in the present.
今天大陆中国常常流行一句话叫做迟到的正义就不是正义，对吧？
And so in China we have the saying that delayed justice is not justice at all.
圣经告诉我们神有他的时间。
But the Bible tells us that God has his timing.
他欲要怜悯整个人类，直到有一天。
Because he's going to have mercy and have compassion on all of mankind until one day.
人类的恶贯满盈的时候。
On the day when the fullness of the measure of evil comes to pass.
才会有末日的最后的审判。
That is the day of the last judgment.
我想告诉各位在座的，你知道你的结局是什么。
So I'd like to ask those of you who are here, do you know what your final result will be?
你的结局很有可能也是像那些人一样的下到地狱，永永远远。
It could be that your final result is also like these others that you would go into to hell.
Right. 因为神审判人类的标准啊，不是按照我们的道德、我们的良心、我们个人的标里边的感觉。
Because God's standard of judgment is not based off of our law of morality or our conscience or our understanding.
Right. 神是按照他绝对圣洁的标准。
His standard is his absolute holiness.
你知道在神绝对圣洁的面前。
Do you know that in the presence of God's absolute holiness?
我们这些人和尼尼微人和那些暴徒其实是五十步笑一百步。
We and those Ninevites and those others who commit wicked deeds are just like those who are those 50 steps away from doom, laughing at those 100 steps away.
我的英语后面说叫 the pot, calling the kettle black.
Yeah, and so the English idiom is the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah, 我们都知道在就在那样的环境里，当审判临到笼罩在这个尼尼微城的时候。
We know that at that time when the wickedness of Nineveh came to light.
Right. 这个时候尼尼微看到一点希望。
And then at that time, actually, Nineveh saw some hope.
就是第三章第九节尼尼微王说的话。
And it is in chapter 3, verse 9 of Jonah, the king's word.
那这样讲说，这是尼尼微王自己讲的话。他说或者神第九节讲到说，个人都要回头离开所行的恶道，丢弃手中的强暴。
And so in chapter 3 verse 9, the king of Nineveh says, who knows, God may turn and relent and withdraw his burning anger so that we will not perish.
所以第九节讲神或者神转意后悔不发烈怒使我们不至灭亡也未可知。
So God may turn and relent and withdraw his anger so that we won't perish.
所以尼尼微人似乎看到了神的那个怜悯和慈爱。
And so the people of Nineveh saw a glimmer of God's mercy and mercy and loving kindness.
大家知道第十章跟我们解释为什么约拿要躲避耶和华？当然前面已经讲了原因，他是看到尼尼微的罪恶。
And so chapter 4 describes why Jonah hid from God, and one of the reasons was described earlier, which is that he saw the wickedness of Nineveh.
在另外一方面，其实约拿也知道神是怎么样的一位神。
And the other aspect is that Jonah himself knew what kind of God was.
我们读的第四章的第二节说，我知道你是一个有恩典、有怜悯的神。
And in chapter 4, verse 2, he says that I know that you are a gracious and compassionate God.
并且如果人家悔改，尼尼微人悔改呢，你就会后悔啊，不降你所说的灾。
And so if Nineveh repents, then you will relent concerning their punishment.
对约拿来讲，他当他面对了啊尼尼微的罪恶的时候。
But to Jonah, but when he was faced with the sin of Nineveh,
他非常难以接受啊神啊他所他知道这位神的怜悯。
It was very hard for him to accept the mercy of God.
我们知道台湾曾经发生过一件事情，就是台湾的陈进兴啊，台湾人可能都知道，一个十恶不作的那个罪人陈进兴，台湾 many years ago.
Okay.Those of us from Taiwan may know that many years ago in Taiwan, there was a criminal called Chen Jingxing.
十恶不赦，最后他在被枪毙，因为他犯了太多的罪恶，后来要被法律判枪毙。
And so he committed all these crimes, and eventually it became to such an extent that he was going to be killed.
结果呢，他在要被判死刑的时候，或者之前一点点，他就信耶稣了。
And before the death penalty could be carried out, he believed in the Lord Jesus.
然后呢，就当然我们就知道，这样的人就不用下地狱了。
And then we know that this kind of person can no longer go to hell.
但是当时的很多，我记得那很多我们所交往的一些福音朋友非常愤怒，这么的罪恶的人竟然可以上天堂，将来死了以后。
Many of our gospel friends were extremely furious, saying this kind of person can go into heaven after he dies.
其实这就是新约圣经后来更进一步的讲到我们的神是怎么样的一位神。
And this actually is explained by the New Testament, which tells us what kind of God our God is.
因为神愿意万人得救，不愿一个人沉沦。
Because God wants all to be saved, doesn't want one to perish.
不管你是好人坏人，神都不希望你下到地狱去。
Whether you are a good person or a bad person, God does not wish for you to go to hell.
圣经告诉我们，为什么神末日的审判迟迟没有到？
And people often ask, why is God's final judgment hasn't come yet?
圣经说，不是神单言，乃是神的怜悯。
But the Bible said it is not that he is delaying, but it is his mercy.
神宽容我们啊，希望我们不愿意一个人沉沦，愿意人人都悔改。
He is patient toward us, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
我们在西方啊，常常听到人说，上帝啊，这神是无条件的爱人。
So, those of us in the West, we often hear that God's love is unconditional.
其实，神的爱有两种。
In truth, there are God's love. There's two types of God's love.
第一种爱就是普世的爱，他爱地上所有的人。
The first kind is God's universal love. He loves all.
把所有的阳光雨露、大自然、所有的神的创造，都无条件的给所有的人，不管你是好的还是坏的。
So he gives sunshine, rain, and dew, air, nature, all of this to everyone. There's no condition.
你知道我们今天很多人把那个水包装成瓶装水，卖的比汽油都还贵。
Do you know that today, bottled water sometimes is even more expensive than gas?
Right. 现在很多人去在那个山上包装空气，然后装成一瓶一瓶的卖给人，还很贵的，大概在中国卖要大概要有的要达到100块人民币才能卖一瓶空气。
So in China, there are people who bottle mountain air, and then sell it, and they can sell it for quite a lot, almost 100 renminbi for one bottle.
但是其实神告诉我们，神其实都是神所造的，都是免费给我们所有的人。你信他也好，不信他也好。
But God tells us that this is all unconditional and free that He has given to us, whether or not you believe in Him.
不论你是好人、是坏人、是恶人、是义人，神都免费给你。这就是西方国家常说的神无条件的爱。
Whether you're a good person, a bad person, righteous or evil, this is all that God has given to you for free. And this is what we in the West would call unconditional love.
但是神圣经里边大量讲的是神另外的一种爱。
But there is another type of God's love that is described in the Bible.
就是救赎的爱。
That is this redemptive love.
因为神差他的独生儿子耶稣。
Because God sent His only begotten Son, Lord Jesus.
降到这个地上，背负全人类的罪，被钉死在十字架上。
To come to this earth and bear all of man's sins and to be nailed upon the cross.
就代替你的罪，我的罪，被钉死在十字架上。
to take on our sin, my sin and your sin, to be nailed upon the cross.
啊，这就是神为了救我们，这个爱是有条件。
And this is so for, so that God could save us. And this kind of love has a condition.
这个条件就是什么？就是悔改。
And what is this condition? It is to repent.
就是我们三章第十节这儿讲的。
It is what is described in chapter 3, verse 10.
Chapter 3, verse 10. 于是这是神啊，于是神查看他们的行为，就尼尼微人的行为，见他们离开恶道，就是悔改。他就后悔，不把所说的灾祸降临他们了。
The verse 10, when God saw their deeds, the deeds of Nineveh, that they had turned from their wicked way, then God relented concerning the calamity that he had declared.
好，下面我们刚才已经讲了，面对罪恶，人的反应和神的反应有什么不同？
So we just described when faced with sin or evil deeds, the difference between the reaction of man and God.
我们人要的是公平正义的审判。而神确实也有公义，更是绝对公义、正公平的审判。
And so we demand righteous justice, but God does so even more.
但是神也有怜悯和慈爱。
But God also has compassion and love.
好，我们来看再看一处的圣经，在马太福音。
Let's take a look at another passage in Matthew.
马太福音第十二章三十九节。
Matthew chapter 12, verse 39.
三十九节到四十节啊。
Verse 39 to 40. 41.
耶稣回答说：“一个邪恶淫乱的世代，求看神迹，除了先知约拿的神迹以外，再没有神迹给他们看。”
But he answered and said to them, "An evil and adulterous generation craves for a sign, and yet no sign will be given to it, but the sign of Jonah the prophet."
约拿三日三夜在大鱼肚腹中，人子也要这样三日三夜在地里头。
For just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the sea monster, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth.
当审判的时候，尼尼微要起来定这世代的尼尼微人要起来定这世代的罪，因为尼尼微人听了约拿所传的，就悔改了。看了，这里有一个人比约拿更大。
The men of Nineveh will stand up with this generation at the judgment and will condemn it because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, something greater than Jonah is here.
在一个邪恶淫乱的时代，唯一可以看的神迹就是约拿的神迹，这主耶稣讲的。
And so, in an evil and adulterous generation, the only sign or miracle that will be seen is the sign of Jonah.
这个神迹这个词啊，其实原文是一个标一个记号或者一个 sign。或者说是一个信息都可以这样翻的。
And so in the original language, it can be translated as a sign.
对，就是一个信号，那就是一个信息了。那么约拿的信息有两个方面。
But so there are two aspects to the sign of Jonah.
第一个就是他三天三夜在鱼的肚腹里面。
One is that he was in the belly of the whale of the fish for 3 days, three nights.
耶稣在这儿的话才告诉我们，原来是。约拿的三天三夜在鱼肚腹里面，是在预表七百年以后耶稣来到地上的事情。
And so the Lord clarifies that the 3 days and three nights that Jonah spent in the belly was to mean that his 3 days and three nights in the earth.
Prophesied
his 3 days, three nights in the earth.
Right, 就讲到了主耶稣来到地上成就救赎的那个过程。
It is to explain the experience that the Lord Jesus would have when he came to save us.
他背负全人类的罪，被钉死在十字架上。
He carried all of the sin and was nailed to the cross.
然后被埋在地里头三天三夜的时间。
And was buried in the ground for 3 days and three nights.
然后从死里复活。
And then he was risen from the dead.
这是第一个主耶稣，其实约拿的那个神迹，就是主耶稣的神迹。
And so the sign of Jonah is the same sign of the Lord Jesus.
第二个方面呢，约拿所传的信息所带来的就是，当尼尼微人听了约拿的话，他们就悔改了。
The second is that when Jonah spoke the message to Ninevites, they repented.
就逃离了神当初要降下来的那个灾难。
And so they escaped the disaster that God had entailed for them.
所以主耶稣在这讲，将来有一天末日审判的时候，尼尼微城要审判那后邪恶时代的人。
And so that's why the Bible says that in the end, the men of Nineveh will stand up and judge and condemn this generation.
因为尼尼微人听了约拿的信息就全程都悔改了。
Because when the Ninevites heard Jonah's message, they repented.
我们主耶稣他比约拿更大。
And our Lord Jesus is even greater than Jonah.
当然包括他所传的信息就更大。
And so including his message, which is even greater.
他的信息或者他的善可以足以使全世界的人都悔改。
His message and his sign should allow the whole world to repent.
但是全世界的人悔改了吗？
But has the whole world repented?
能像全尼尼微人那样悔改吗？
Like the entirety of the people of Nineveh repented?
那么悔改和人的悔改和神的, 后悔是什么样关联起来的呢？
So what's the relationship between man's repentance and then God's relenting?
你知道在希伯来圣经里边啊, 就是旧约圣经里边, 有两个字在描述悔改。
You know that in the Old Testament there are two Hebrew words that describe repentance.
对,一个是 nacham, 一个是那个 shub.
One is nacham and the other one is shub.
他们的意思都是悔改,都是回转,心意回转。
Both of these words mean to turn your heart, to have a change of heart.
既可以用在人的身上,也可以用在神的身上。
Can be used when speaking of God as well as man.
所以圣经翻译成中文或者英文的时候呢, 在神身上就叫后悔。
So when the Chinese translation, when used for in respect to God, they use the word relent.
Or right, repentance. 然后呢，用在神身上呢，用在人身上呢，就是后悔。
And then when you
就悔改什么？
And when referring to man, they use the word repent.
所以圣经里边有这样的两一句话，记载在两个地方啊，马拉基书3章第7节。
And this is used in Malachi chapter 3, verse 7.
说什么呢？就是说。 你们现在神说的话，你们就对着以色列人讲，你们现在回转归向我，我就回转归向你们。
This is what the Lord says to the Israelites: Return to me, and I will return to you.
转向啊，那么其实是同一个词。
And this is using the same word.
所以旧约的悔改的意思哈，就是人，是指人悔改，离开恶行恶道，像尼尼微那样的，然后转向神。
So repentance in the Old Testament is to turn away from the wicked deeds like the Ninevites and turn to God.
那么神就后悔转向神，把他本来要降的灾祸就不降了。
And so then God will relent and he will not bring about the calamity he originally planned.
那么在新约圣经是希腊文写的。
And the New Testament was written in Greek.
希腊文更准确。
And the Greek is more accurate.
也有这么两个字。
They also use two words.
一个是 metanoel, 这个字呢只能用在人的身上。
One is metanoel, and that can only be used referring to man.
就翻译成悔改。
And that is translated as repent.
还有一个词是 metamelamai, 那这个词呢可以用在神身上，也是指回转心意的意思。
And the other word is metamelamai, and that is only used in respect to God, which means a change of heart.
其实呢，意思都是回转心意，一个是指的人回转心，一个是指的神回转他的心意。So
both are about change of heart. One is man's change of heart, the other is God's change of heart.
那么新约的悔改就是指我们人来到神面前，承认自己是罪人，就刚才我们唱的这首诗歌一样。And
so repentance in the New Testament is knowing that we are a sinner and turning to God, just as we sang in the hymn earlier.
那么我们愿意相信神所预备的耶稣基督的救恩。
And we are willing to accept the salvation from the Lord Jesus.
接下来的事情就是神的事，神就免去，就不再咒诅我们下地狱。
And what comes next is God's doing. He promises that he will no longer condemn us to hell.
而反过来要给我们永生，让我们得着耶稣基督的生命进到永恒的里面。
And on the contrary, and also we will receive eternal life and have the life of the Lord Jesus within us.
这个悔改啊，对于我们人来讲，在短短的不到100年的时间里面，是我们一生其实最重要的事情。So
this repenting in our life, which doesn't even reach 100 years old, years, is the most important thing that we can do.
因为关乎到我们每个人的永恒的去处。
Because it has to do with our what happens to us in eternity.
我记得我们中间曾经有位朋友问说啊，为什么神只救相信他的人？
We once had a gospel friend who asked, why is it that God only saves those who believe him?
其实不是这样的，神愿意万人得救，不愿意一个人沉沦。
But in actuality, it's not like this. God wants the whole world to be saved, not one to perish.
其实下地狱是我们人自己的选择。
To go to hell is actually our own choice.
因为神把耶稣基督的救恩放在我们的面前。
Because God has placed the redemption of the Lord Jesus in front of us.
我们拒绝接受。
But we refuse to accept it.
也就是说，我们愿意为着我们在这个地上一生的所行所作。
In other words, to say that for the sake of doing what we want to do, having what we want to have on this world,
我们要自己去在神面前末日审判的时候去承担最后的结果。
When we want to represent ourselves when we go through the final judgment before the Lord, but then you know the result.
刚才这个故事告诉我们，尼尼微人非常容易悔改，是不是？
And this story just told us that the Ninevites very easily repented, isn't it so?
全城的人一下就都悔改。
In one moment, all of the people repented.
有的人说肯定是约拿传福音非常厉害。
Some say that is because the gospel message that Jonah preached was very powerful.
这个我们不知道。
We don't know about this.
但是有一点我们肯定，他是心不甘情不愿去传福音的。
But we do know that he was reluctant and hesitant to go spread that gospel.
你知道，当鱼把他吐在这个陆地旱地上的时候，你知道离尼尼微最近的海岸大概有400多英里。
We know that where Jonah was vomited up onto dry land, Nineveh's Nineveh was about 400 miles away.
他要走多少？要差不多从纽约走到华盛顿，再从华盛顿走回到纽约，这么一个距离。
And so, what is that length? It's about the as far as going to New York City to DC and then back.
他本来心里就不乐意，可以想象得到。所以说圣经这个约拿书记载，他只是到了尼尼微走了一天，本来可以走，应该走三天才把这个城走透。这个他走了一天，他就讲一句话，他就完了。
And so we know that Jonah didn't want to go, wasn't willing to go to Nineveh in the first place. And so when he got there, he only walked through the city one day, even though the city's entirety of the city could be walked in 3 days. So he went just a 1 day's walk and then left.
当然我们相信一个人要得救啊，今天我们在传福音，你要叫一个人悔改是很困难的。
But today we know that if you want to have someone repent, it is very difficult.
因为我们首先要告诉人说，你知道吗？你在神面前你是个罪人，这个很难做得到，让别人承认这个。
Because first we have to have them believe that before God you are a sinner. This is a difficult thing to accomplish.
所以要让一个人悔改，虽然传福音的人重要。
And so in order to have the Ninevites repent, it is the one who preaches the gospel is important.
但是听的人同样重要，甚至更重要。
But it depends on the listener, they are even more important.
所以很多人去研究为什么尼尼微人这么容易悔改。
So many people wanted to study as to why the Ninevites repented so easily.
所以有的人讲说可能尼尼微那个时候发生大瘟疫了，确实好像历史是记载有这么两次大瘟疫。
And some say that it's because Nineveh had just experienced two great plagues, and we have record of this.
但是我们今天也有瘟疫啊，肯定比那个时候还大，对不对？刚刚发生的。
But today we also have plagues, and we're just in the midst of one.
有的人说，可能尼尼微人听到约拿在鱼肚腹里面待了三天三夜，一个很大的神迹。
And so others say that maybe the Ninevites heard of the miracle of Jonah living in the belly of a fish for 3 days, 3 nights.
那今天我们也知道主耶稣基督在地里头三天三夜呢，为什么不悔改呢？更大的神迹。
But today we also know that the Lord Jesus spent 3 days and 3 nights in the ground, and this is an even bigger miracle. Why does no one believe?
其实是因为尼尼微人他们自知罪恶，罪孽深重。
And it's because of the Ninevites themselves, they knew the greatness of their sin.
就像当年主耶稣在地上行走的时候，你知道悔改最多的是什么人吗？
Just like when Jesus was walking the earth, you know who repented
most, right?
The most.
Right, 就是那些税吏、那些妓女啊，就这些都知道自己是罪人的人，就当时那个社会。
It was the prostitutes and the tax collectors, those who they themselves knew were doing wrong.
当然还有瞎子、还有瘸子、瘫子这样的，自知道自己有那个有缺陷的人。
And those who were blind or deaf or paralyzed, those who knew they had weakness.
所以主耶稣说啊，康健的人用不着医生，只有那些生病的人才要去找医生。同样。
That's why the Lord. That's why the Lord said that the healthy do not seek the doctor, but it is the sick. This is the same principle.
我们的神知道，直到今天，他一直在寻找这样的人。
And our God knows, and so today He is constantly looking for.
他当年差派约拿去传福音给尼尼微的人。
And that, back then when he sent Jonah to proclaim to the Ninevites.
因为他知道尼尼微人的心。
Because he knew the hearts of those who were in Nineveh.
我们的神一直在地上寻找这些有可能悔改、相信、接受他救恩的人。
And so God is always looking for those who are willing to repent.
神要把 不让他们去下地狱，而且要给他们永生。
And he is not willing to let them go into hell, but he wants to give them eternal life.
要让这些人就像尼尼微人一样的到审判日子来临的时候，要做见证人来审判那些不悔改的人。
And so to be like those the Ninevites at the end of time during the judgment, to be witnesses to those who are being judged.
Right. 就那些 refuse to repent.
And refuse to repent.
我们都知道约拿之后那么尼尼微新的一代人就起来了。
We know that after Jonah, a new generation of Ninevites arose.
然后就显出他们又重新选出他们显出他们罪恶的本性。
And they newly manifested their sinful nature.
150年约拿之后150年，神就差派另外一个先知，就宣告对尼尼微的审判。
So 150 years after Jonah, God used another prophet to proclaim against Nineveh.
也就是尼尼微毁灭了。
And then Nineveh was destroyed.
那么这位先知的墓地今天找到了，就在尼尼微城的遗址的北面一点点，直到今天还在那。
And so this prophet's tomb has actually been discovered. It is a little bit is on the northern side of Nineveh, or a little ways north of Nineveh.
Nineveh, right. 在那个地方，好像给人的感觉就是，今天被以色列人。保护起来的因为不是以色列有个犹太人在那保护那个墓地，因为是伊拉克嘛，那个地方就跟别人感觉好像是一个警钟，对尼尼微后来人看到尼尼微的那个遗址的警钟。
And so the where the tomb is actually protected by the Jewish people there because it's their prophet. If you go there, you have this feeling that this tomb is like a warning, a wake up call for Nineveh.
我们都知道这个月是美国的那个叫。就是同性恋的那个节日。
So we know that this month is Pride Month.
Yeah, Pride Month, right. 最近盖洛普民意调查，就美国这个Z 世代的人，就是网络世代的人。
And so there was a recent Gallup poll of the Generation Z.
从2017年自认自己是同性恋，就是 LGBTQ 的人，从2017年的10.7%。4.5% 一下就升到了2012年的20.8%。美国人呢，青世代的人有20%几的人相信自己是同性恋的。
And so from the survey from 2017, 10.5% of Gen Z self-identified as LGBTQ, and it increased to 20.8% in 2021.
我们在座绝大部分人都见证，在最近10年到20年的时间，美国正在加速的远离神。
And so we can see from the current events that in the past couple of years that America is accelerating away from God.
我们都知道，我们这些人都是移民到美国来的。当初全世界的人都向往这个地方。
And we know all of us who immigrated here know this is that at one point all the world admired the U.S.
简直就像以色列人向往迦南地一样。
It's like when the Israelites admired Canaan.
因为美国是自由民主的灯塔，对不对？
Because the U.S. was like a lighthouse, a self-made lighthouse.
都是因为这个国家的那个先驱者们，他们对神的敬虔。
And it's because of all the piety of the pioneers settled here.
现在美国正在加速的远离神。
But now today, the America is accelerating away from God.
而欧洲呢？而亚洲呢？早就非洲呢，早就远离神。
But what about Europe and
Asia?
In Asia and Africa, they long ago left God.
整个世界都正在加速远离神。
Entire world is accelerating away from God.
圣经告诉我们， 在末日审判来临之前，整个事件要越来越快的达到那个恶贯满盈。
And so the Bible tells us that before the end times, the world will be accelerating towards this fullness of measures evil.
我们圣经啊，神的话不光讲到人远古的历史，也讲到人未来的历史。
And so the Bible not only tells us of the history long ago of man, but also the, what will happen in the future.
人类最后的结局。
Man's final conclusion.
你去找遍天之下，哪有本书敢这样写到人类最原始的时候是怎么开始的，到最后的结局是什么的？因为你这个写出来，过一段时间人家就会知道结果是什么样，对不对？就会查证出来。
And so if you look at all of the writings in history, what other book dares to, one, write about the origin of man as well as give the future result of man or future conclusion of man? Because if you write these things down, eventually as time passes, it will be deemed true or not.
圣经告诉我们在最后这段邪恶淫乱的世界，神任凭人类自己去行。
The Lord said that during this adulterous and wicked time,
God will let the people do
what God will allow the people to do as they will.
自然界的灾难会越来越多。
Famine and disasters will happen more and more often.
这是人类越来越走向恶贯满盈，这都是我们人自找的。因为你要离开神嘛，你要背离神，圣经说神就背离你。
And so this is the result of us leaving God, because in the Bible it says that if you turn your back towards God, God will turn his back against you.
主耶稣在马太福音说，在一个淫乱、邪恶淫乱的世代。
And so the Bible in Matthew says that in this wicked and adulterous generation,
神唯一的只有一件事，一个信息告诉我们。
The Lord only has one message, one sign to give us.
我们要去求很多的神迹，想要做很多的事情，神说对不起，只有一个信息，一个 sign。
So even though if we want to look for all these other miracles or prophecies, the Lord says there is only one sign.
这个 sign 就是耶稣基督和他的救恩。
And this sign is the Lord Jesus and his redemption.
最后我们来看一处的圣经，在出埃及记第34章第6节到7节。
Lastly, let's look at one final scripture verse. It's Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 and 7.
这节圣经是在约拿之前700多年前的神对摩西讲的。
And this was a scripture that was said to Moses by God about 700 years before Jonah.
神告诉我们。
The Lord tells us.
耶和华，耶和华就是我们今天所讲的上帝，我们的神是有怜悯、有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
The Lord God, the Lord that we speak of today, is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness and truth.
为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。
Who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression, and sin.
万不以有罪的为无罪。
Yet he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished.
也就是说，今天人类所有的罪恶，神绝对不会赦免，绝对不会赦免的。
And then, in other words, that is to say that all the sin of mankind, God will not let go. He will not let it go unpunished.
绝对逃离不了最终地狱的审判。
And none of us can escape the final judgment of going into hell.
除非我们愿意悔改。
Unless we are willing to repent.
愿意接受耶稣基督为我们所做成的救恩。
Willing to accept the salvation, the redemption that the Lord Jesus places before us.
这就是神对人类的我们所说的救赎的爱。
And this is the redemptive love that God places before man.
巴不得今天在座的还没有接受耶稣基督救恩的人。
We hope that those sitting amongst us who have not yet believed in the Lord Jesus.
你能够趁着我们今天还活着的时候
，That today while we're still alive, living,
我们还有机会可以悔改，可以相信耶稣基督的时候
，When we still have the opportunity to repent and to believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们悔改，我们在神的面前悔改，我们是个罪人
，We will repent before God to say that we are a sinner.
这是相对于他圣洁的标准而言
，And this is according to His holy standard.
因为我们按照我们在人面前，也许我们觉得自己确实是个好人。
But maybe we feel that before man we are a good person.
但是我们是以神绝对的圣洁来做标准比较。
But we are being compared to God's holy standard.
不合乎他的标准就是下地狱。
Those who do not meet his standard, go to hell.
但是耶稣基督代替我们啊，把我们的罪背负到自己的身上。
But the Lord Jesus carried our sin onto him, his own self.
被钉死在十字架上。
Was nailed upon the cross.
他代替了我们，假如我们愿意相信他，我们就得到这个救恩的爱。
And so he was a substitute for us. And so as long as we are willing to accept him and his love, then we are saved.
好，一起祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer together.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, we give you praise and thanks.
相信你是圣洁公义的神。
We believe that you are a fair and righteous God.
我们所有的罪恶在你的面前都是赤露敞开的。
And all of our sins are laid bare before you.
如果我们凭着我们自己的行为，我们面对你将来的审判的时候，
when we come before you with our deeds,
我们的结局就是永远的地狱的火。
And we know that when we come before you with the deeds that we have done, our judgment is to go into hell.
但是你也是慈爱的神。
But you are also a loving God.
你怜悯我们。
You have mercy on us.
你让你的爱子耶稣基督道成肉身，替我们的罪被接受你的审判。
You have your only begotten Son, your beloved Son, come to earth to take on the sins for us and to take your judgment for us.
他已经复活了。
And he is already resurrected.
要把这个救恩胜过死亡、胜过罪恶的救恩，也要给我们每一个人。
And that you want to give us a salvation which has power over death.
愿意给全世界每一个人。
To give it to you, everyone in this world.
如果我们愿意在你面前悔改。
If we are willing to come before you to repent.
承认我们是个罪人。
To admit that we are a sinner.
愿意蒙主的恩典。
And we need the Lord's grace.
我们就必然要得着耶稣基督永恒的生命。
And we will indeed gain the Lord Jesus' eternal life.
进到永远的荣耀里面。
And enter into eternal glory.
我们不会再下地狱，我们却要与你永远同在。
We will no longer enter hell, but we will instead be with you for all eternity.
永远在你的慈爱，在你的恩典。
We'll forever be in the midst of your love and your grace.
我们这样祷告，乃是奉你儿子耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.